Lesson 112, 1 Corinthians 15:30 through chapter 16, verse 24. Introduction. Paul continued to teach the Corinthian saints about the resurrection. He rejoiced in Jesus Christ's victory over death. Paul also encouraged church members in Corinth to give donations to the poor saints in Jerusalem. Suggestions for teaching. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 30 through 52. Paul teaches about the resurrection. Before class, write the following question on the board. How might people choose to live if they didn't believe they would live again after they died? At the beginning of class, invite students to respond to the question written on the board. Summarize 1 Corinthians 15:30 through 34 by explaining that Paul asked the Corinthian saints, some of whom incorrectly believed there would be no resurrection, to consider why someone who believed in Jesus Christ would endure persecution and risk death if there were no resurrection of the dead. Invite a student to read 1 Corinthians 15:32 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what attitude Paul suggested some people might have if there were no resurrection of the dead. According to verse 32, what attitude did Paul suggest some people might have if they did not believe in the resurrection? Since the resurrection is a reality, why might this attitude be dangerous to adopt? Invite students to look for truths as they study the remainder of 1 Corinthians 15 that can help them understand how having a knowledge of the resurrection can influence their choices in mortality. Note, as truths are identified, write them on the board. Invite a student to read 1 Corinthians 15:35 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for questions people might have about the resurrection. Invite students to report what they find. Summarize 1 Corinthians 15:36-38 by explaining that Paul helped answer these questions by using a seed to represent the mortal body, which after death and burial in the ground will come forth in the resurrection. Display or draw on the board pictures of the sun, the moon, and some stars. From our perspective here on earth, how does the light of the sun compare with the light of the moon? How does the light of the moon compare with the light of the stars? Invite a student to read 1 Corinthians 15:39-42 aloud. Make sure he or she also reads the Joseph Smith translation of 1 Corinthians 15:40, located in footnote A. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how Paul used the brightness of the sun, moon, and stars to explain the differences in resurrected bodies. Explain that in this context, the word glory can refer to light, splendor, or brilliance. Note, 1 Corinthians 15:40-42 is a scripture mastery passage. Studying scripture mastery passages will help students increase their understanding of basic doctrines and be prepared to teach them to others. You may want to suggest that students mark scripture mastery passages in a distinctive way, so they will be able to locate them easily. Refer to the teaching idea at the end of the lesson to help students with their mastery of this passage. For an explanation of scripture mastery and a list of additional activities to help students master these selected passages, see the appendix of this manual. What did Paul compare to the glory of the sun, moon, and stars? The glory of resurrected bodies. What can these differences in light or glory teach us about resurrected bodies? Students may use different words, but make sure they identify the following doctrine. There are different degrees of glory for resurrected bodies. Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by President Joseph Fielding Smith. Ask the class to listen for how the various glories of resurrected bodies will differ from each other. Before the student reads, explain that when President Smith referred to celestial bodies, he meant those who obtained the highest degree of the celestial kingdom. See D&C 131 verses 1 through 4. Quote, in the resurrection there will be different kinds of bodies. They will not all be alike. The body a man receives will determine his place hereafter. There will be celestial bodies, terrestrial bodies, and telestial bodies. Some will gain celestial bodies with all the powers of exaltation and eternal increase. These bodies will shine like the sun, as our Savior's does. Those who enter the terrestrial kingdom will have terrestrial bodies, and they will not shine like the sun, but they will be more glorious than the bodies of those who receive the celestial glory. End quote. From Doctrines of Salvation, compiled by Bruce R. McConkie, Volume 2, pages 286 and 287. How will the various glories of resurrected bodies differ from each other? Label the drawing of the sun on the board with the word celestial, the moon with terrestrial, and the stars with telestial. Under each of the drawings or pictures, draw a simple depiction of a body, with the celestial body appearing to have more glory than the terrestrial, and the terrestrial appearing to have more glory than the telestial. According to President Smith, what will the body or glory a person receives in the resurrection determine? According to President Smith, what will those who receive celestial bodies in the highest degree of the celestial kingdom receive as part of their glory, that those with non-celestial bodies will not? Write powers of exaltation and eternal increase under the drawing of the celestial body. Explain that the powers of exaltation include the ability to live the kind of life God lives, and eternal increase is the ability to continue to have children in the eternities. These blessings are available only to those who are exalted in the highest degree of the celestial kingdom. To help students understand what we must do to receive a celestial body in the resurrection, invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 88, 21 through 22 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what we must do to receive a celestial body. What must we do to receive a celestial body? Explain that to abide the law of the celestial kingdom, in verse 22, means to receive all the ordinances and to make and keep all of the covenants necessary to enter the celestial kingdom. How can knowing about the glory and blessings available only to resurrected beings in the highest degree of the celestial kingdom affect a person's choices in mortality? Summarize 1 Corinthians 15:42 through 52 by explaining that Paul further clarified what a resurrected body would be like. He referred to a mortal body as natural in verses 44 and 46 and corruptible, and to a resurrected body as spiritual in verses 44 and 46 and incorruptible in verse 52, meaning immortal and not subject to death. 1 Corinthians 15:53 through 58. Paul rejoices in Jesus Christ's victory over death. Invite a student to read 1 Corinthians 15:53 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the doctrine Paul taught about the state of our bodies when we are resurrected. According to verse 53, what will be the state of our bodies after the resurrection? Students should identify a doctrine similar to the following. We will be resurrected in an incorruptible and immortal state. In what ways will our resurrected bodies be incorruptible? They will no longer be subject to decay or death. How might knowing that each of us will have our resurrected body and experience its corresponding degree of glory for eternity influence the decisions we make in mortality? To prepare students to study the remainder of Paul's first epistle to the Corinthians, invite them to raise their hands if they have ever been stung by an insect. How would you describe the experience of being stung? Invite students to read 1 Corinthians 15:54 through 55 silently, looking for what Paul said no longer has a sting. What did Paul say no longer has a sting? Physical death. In what ways can physical death sting or seem to be victorious over us? How has physical death been swallowed up in victory through Jesus Christ? What truth can we learn from Paul's teachings about why physical death no longer has a permanent sting or any victory over us? Make sure that students identify a truth similar to the following. physical death has no victory over us because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Explain that although the resurrection of Jesus Christ has removed the sting that comes from physical death, there is another sting in death that still can remain. Invite a student to read 1 Corinthians 15:56 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and look for the sting that can still remain when we die. What sting can still remain when we die? Invite a student to read 1 Corinthians 15:57 through 58 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Paul taught can remove the sting of death that comes from sin. What did Paul teach can remove the sting of death that comes from sin? According to verse 58, what did Paul invite his readers to do because of Jesus Christ's victory over death? What principle can we identify from verses 56 through 58 about what we need to do to avoid the sting of death that comes from sin? Help students identify a principle similar to the following. If we are steadfast and immovable in living the gospel, the sting of death that comes from sin is removed through the atonement of Jesus Christ. What does it mean to be steadfast and immovable in living the gospel? What role does repentance have in being steadfast and immovable? To help students feel the importance of the truths they have learned, refer to the truths listed on the board and invite students to write in their class notebooks or scripture study journals their responses to the following question. What truths about the resurrection have you learned that can help you want to live righteously? After sufficient time, invite a few students to share with the class what they wrote. Invite students to set a goal regarding something they can do today to be more steadfast and immovable in living the gospel. 1 Corinthians 16. Paul organizes a collection for the poor living in Jerusalem. Summarize 1 Corinthians 16:1 through 24 by explaining that Paul instructed the Corinthian saints to help care for the poor in Jerusalem, stand fast in the faith, and do all things with charity. Testify of the truths students have identified in this lesson. Scripture Mastery, 1 Corinthians 15:40 through 42. Invite two students to come to the front of the class with their scriptures. Ask them to pretend that you are an investigator and they are missionary companions teaching you about the plan of salvation. Ask them to explain what they know about death and the resurrection, using both the Scripture Mastery passages in 1 Corinthians 15 and any others that may be helpful. Ask the class to share anything else they might want to explain about death and the resurrection to an investigator.